Arizona government and business leaders are joining their counterparts south of the border for the annual meeting of the Arizona-Mexico Commission this week in Sonora, Mexico. I'm joined by KJZZ's Kendall Blast at the Fronteras desk in Hermosillo, where she's been reporting on the binational summit. Kendall, good morning.
Good morning.
So the last commission meeting was held in Arizona this past June, and now it's Mexico's turn to host. What is the focus this time around?
Right. Well, the theme is strengthening collaboration for innovation. So there's a lot of the usual talk about work across borders, and also a focus on preparing for the future of what they call this Arizona-Sonora mega region. The meeting started yesterday, and one of the ideas that was a thread running through a lot of the sessions was this idea that Sonora is ready for the future. They are getting investments from big companies, and they're doing more to attract that. And among other things, there was talk about some of the infrastructure projects that are coming up that will help facilitate more trade and business across the border. So there are some plans for port expansions and improvements at borders in Douglas and San Luis. And they also talked about this kind of ambitious but unfunded plan for a seaport in Guaymas here on the Sea of Cortez that could allow for shipments, really large shipments from China that would then reach the U.S. via rail. And our colleague Murphy Woodhouse also reported from the summit yesterday that the Nogales, Arizona produce industry is getting together funds for a new cold inspection facility, and that would be good for berry and avocado imports that could potentially increase and lengthen the season for produce coming through this region. So they're, you know, looking forward how they can continue these ties across the border and make Sonora, you know, it's there, that's really the focus, but also Arizona a strong region for these connections.
Right. So this meeting, Kendall, is being led by the Sonoran arm of the commission. It's being held in Sonora. What is the Arizona contingent doing during this gathering?
Right. So I understand that there are about 150 participants from Arizona this time around who've made their way down here to Hermosillo. And they come from a variety of sectors, from business, from nonprofit organizations, some of the sister city organizations. There's government agencies and state and local leaders from city mayors, especially on the border, and city managers. And they're here to network and to strengthen their ties, to look for economic growth and support for what they need for their communities, whether it's right on the border or throughout other parts of Arizona. One of the people we talked to was Tim Lane. He's director for the Enforcement and Compliance Division of the Arizona Department of Transportation that runs a program helping Mexican truck drivers get prepared to cross the border more efficiently. And that really came out of some of these Arizona-Mexico Commission meetings with people on both sides of the border. And he said that there are a lot of things like that that come out of these sessions.
There's a lot of positive things that are going on. And again, it's about leadership, it's about partnership, and it's about that great relationship between the two states.
All right, that was Tim Lane with ADOT. So, Kendall Bluss, today is the second and final day of the summit. What is on the agenda today?
So, there are some more potentially interesting sessions on energy, tourism, and a big topic they're looking at preparing the future workforce. So, they're going to talk about education programs, collaborating on both sides of the border to get students and future workers ready for the kinds of jobs that exist here in this region. And the big news today will probably come from the two governors. Sonora's Claudia Pavlovich and Arizona's Doug Ducey both plan to make remarks later today. And they often use the Arizona-Sonora Commission as an opportunity to make some announcements. So it may be that we hear about some new plans for projects or collaboration that's coming up. We don't know what that might be yet, but Murphy and I will be down here trying to find out what that is.
All right, that's KJZZ's Kendall Blust at the Fronteras desk in Hermosillo, Mexico. Kendall, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.